Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Yo! Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. I did something that I hadn't done so far this season, and it's usually I do usually make it to at least one hockey game per season. And look, everyone knows that the Blackhawks are bad, and I was sitting there, I'm like, oh yeah, it is April, even though it felt like perpetual night because it was gloomy all the time and everything. And I'm sitting there going, I haven't been to a Blackhawks game this season, and I would like to see Connor Bedard up close. I'd like to be able to say, even if it's selfish, I'd like to be able to say I saw Connor Bedard's first year. And yeah, I've been watching it out the corner of my eye and been following his exploits. Here's what I observed. Before we get into it, let me tell you how all of this kind of went down. Like, I was just sitting there, we were doing the show, and I was thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, we're getting ready to go to Las Vegas and do the show. And I'm like, I'm probably not going to get another chance to do stuff. I'll be out of town, and I want to see Connor Bedard, because everyone that I've talked to about it, and I get some crossover when I'm over at NBC Sports Chicago, I get crossover with the other shows. Like, I'm basically assigned to football shows. Football Night in Chicago, draft coverage. I'll be a part of our draft coverage, I believe. So I'm assigned to that. But on those nights that I'm there, I see Goff all the time. I see Kendall and Will. I see Pat Boyle all the time, and obviously, like, now I'm starting to see Chuck and Ozzy. So I remember talking to Pat Boyle at the beginning of the year about Bedard and being like, hey, I know he's supposed to be good, but is he going to be so good that he's good immediately? And Pat Boyle was like, yeah, don't worry about that. That's going to happen. And so you watch him from the first moment that he takes the ice against Sidney Crosby. I really like that moment, by the way. I like the, hey, Connor, welcome. Sid, welcome back. Like, that's the way you kick off a season. The officials did something in Saturday's game that I thought was cool, too. First, they kind of messed up a review. They were reviewing whether a goal was good, and they said that. And the goal wasn't good, so it was confusing. And then the referee was like, hold on, for clarification. The goal is not good. And we're assessing a delay of game penalty on Dallas. So anyway, I used to have a bunch of peeps over at the Blackhawks. I don't have as many peeps over there anymore. So I was like, okay, does anyone I know have some tickets that I could bum? And I was like, oh, yeah, don't I work at NBC Sports Chicago? And I never asked them for tickets. So I called my boss over at NBC Sports Chicago, and I said, look, I know this is late, but if there are two available for Saturday's game, you know, the game where they were the toys, like, I'd be interested. So they got back to me on Friday. I'm like, hey, you still interested? And I was like, hell yeah. So I went, and it was great. It was really great to see him. And what I'll tell you is, and I don't know if this is because of his greatness or proximity in age. Almost every person under 18 that I saw at the United Center was wearing a Bedard jersey, which is interesting to me because for the kids that are 15, 16, 17, they were old enough to be wearing Taves, Kane, Keith, Crawford jerseys. But the youngins are all about Connor Bedard. And it was fun to see, like, there be that level of excitement for a player. The other thing that I noticed, and I'll have to look more closely at this when I'm out at other events, it is anecdotal, okay? So don't kill me over this if this isn't you. I think hockey parents do the best job of guarding the ears of their young people. The United Center can be loud and a little scary, like between the organ stuff, the DJ stuff, the brass band stuff that they got going on. It can be loud. And seeing parents, like, take the time to get headphones for their kids, and the kids don't seem to mind. You know, every kid that I saw with a pair of headphones on was smiling ear to ear. And I know for some kids, like, the stimulation is an issue too. So you want to make sure that they're protected and yet give them the same experiences that other kids have, like going to hockey games and enjoying it. It was a blast to watch Bedard up close. And I want to talk to you about that next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So the first thing, not that you need a scouting report from me, you know, Dr. Pucks, on Connor Bedard, but the first thing that you notice is how easily he can get up and down the ice. Even with Big Badge trying to knock him off the puck or put him into the boards, the way that he can slice and dice up the ice to me, I didn't mean to make that rhyme, by the way, is really impressive. I love to see it. And then, and I was talking to some hockey peeps about this too, about his shot, and they were explaining that the way that he shoots the puck, that his stick reacts almost like a bow and arrow. And you see that on his shots on goal. You see that. The other thing that I thought was cool, and I was calling for as I was sitting there watching it, if he's on the ice and you've got a scoring chance, get him the puck. I understand that other guys are trying to score. They're trying to feed their families. They're trying to hit bonuses. That guy makes everyone look better. When there's an opportunity to get him the puck, get him the puck. And let him make magic, because he's capable of doing it. So it was cool to watch, you know, all of his shifts and watch him score a goal. Also, the Seth Jones goal, man, woo, what a pass to him. And you puck placement on that goal. I thought that was nasty. But I had a really good time. I talked to a lot of folks coming in and going out of the UC. And it was great to walk in there on a day where when you walk out, it's sunny. And this seemed to be the type of game that I here's what I kept wondering. I have to talk to my bosses over at NBC about this. I was wondering if it would have been better to have like the Toy Story broadcast on a weeknight game instead of a weekend game. And here's why. I get that it was Tommy Hawk's birthday and, you know, you wanted to do that whole celebration. But wouldn't it be more likely that you can get, instead of kids coming to the game and maybe not being able to enjoy that broadcast because it's Saturday and in the afternoon it's a matinee game, which is the perfect game to bring a child to. Would you have been better off making like one of the East Coast games that broadcast so that those kids, instead of being at the game, like they're watching it on TV and like, oh, that's kind of cool. And I did think it was cool. I know it's not for everybody and you don't have to consume it that way, but I really dug it. I mean, it's not really even for me. But I thought it was a cool thing to try. I just was like, yeah, man, I wonder if this is what you do on a Wednesday night when the kiddies have to go to school the next day instead of, you know, Saturday where they've got it all day and they can come down to Madison and have themselves a time. Was treated really well. I was in the 200 section, which is my favorite place to watch a hockey game. I'd much rather watch from the 200 level than on the glass. I just don't like the angles. I think that it allows you to watch how plays develop better, if that makes any sense. Like the higher you are, well, not the higher you. I don't want to be where they put the press box. because the press box for hockey at the United Center is, it's okay. Like, it's not the worst place I've been. That was Rutgers. Rutgers was the worst that I've been treated as a broadcaster. And I don't mean like they treated me bad, like, oh, get out of here, jerk. I mean, where they had us do the broadcast from was impossible. It was almost like we didn't need to do the broadcast because we weren't close to anything and we were doing it on monitors. And that's not fun. But I had a good time. I had a real good time hanging out and, you know, kind of seeing how this new thing is going to happen with the Hawks behind Bedard. But you can see, like, audience atrophy. I don't know how many tickets were sold for that, but there were a ton of empty seats. And maybe it's because it was the first time in weeks that the sun had been out. But it felt like, why would I go see a bad team even though they have a great player? I think the comps that have been made, and I'm glad that they, like, struck up a friendship between Bedard and Wembanyama, are fairly accurate. He's doing cool stuff on the ice while Wimby is doing cool stuff that you've never seen before on the court. And I dig that. The number one of the number one. Have them hang out. I hope they like are like friends. That would be hilarious. Because Connor Bedard is little. Like, he's, what, 5'8", 5'9", 160 pounds? And then you see Wembanyama. Like, I want a buddy cop movie with those two dudes. I don't know how you get Wembanyama in the car, but I would very much enjoy a buddy cop, like a set of, maybe they have a how can we do this? If they have a similar advertising partner, like if both of them are, let's say, Nike athletes, that should, one of the commercials should be them as buddy cops together. I could draw it up. It would be, I think, hilarious. That'd be a lot of fun. But I had a good time. So thanks to everyone involved. Thanks to the folks over at NBC Sports Chicago for giving me a chance to go see some hockey. I enjoyed it. And the sky's the limit for Bedard, man. But you didn't need me to tell you that. Old Dr. Pucks over here. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Your support means the world. Give us 5 stars, please. Write a review. That helps the podcast and doesn't cost you a damn dollar. Or you can donate to the pod, too. We've got that link. You can donate, but even if you don't want to donate, if times are rough, and I get that, 5 stars. Like Booker T, 5 stars. And a review would be great. It doesn't cost you a dollar. Talk to you next time. Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.